Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fine. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 34. No, no, not 34, after 12 after the hour. I don't know, you'd think I'd be able to keep time after all these years. It's just 12 after the hour. I didn't mean to scare you. Welcome back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 15th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I kicked off the week by telling you how we got started. I gave you a little history of what I did to begin the show way back in 97, the week before I went on the air, the things that I did to get ready, and I talked about the things that we've done over the years, the building blocks that we've put together piece by piece to create a media company that's designed to do one thing, and that's serve small business owners, and also not only serve them, but to do it so that whatever we have, whatever we do, whatever you want from us, costs you nothing. All you got to do is show up and use it and go find success. And, of course, we've had our corporate partners to help us with that all this time, and we appreciate them very much. But what I want to do now is I want to talk about where we're going forward, where you and I are going as we move forward now. We've had 4 years of President Obama's administration. We know what that's like, and now we're going to have another one. We're going to have another 4 years. That is our new normal. If there's one thing I thought was very interesting in the previous hour, Gary Moore and Russell Brown both, without knowing, they don't even know each other, both of them wanted to talk about the new normal, and I thought that was very interesting. And the thing that was so interesting was that when I tried to push back on them a little bit, both of them got a little agitated at me. Did you notice that? They both got a little agitated at me because they didn't like it that I was pushing back on their new normal. These are both smart people, and they are convinced, beyond any doubt in their minds, that they understand what the new normal is going to be like. Now, what I do, and of course, each one of them have their own field. They both have their field. Gary Moore's in the investment business. Russell Brown's in the business buying and selling business. So they each have their own discipline. But I do believe that they are right about one thing. We are entering a new normal. We've talked about this new normal, right? Over the last 4 years, since 2008, we've talked a lot about the new normal. Well, I think there's going to be another new normal. I think they're right about this. I think there's going to be a resetting of the new normal. We're going to have, as we grow our businesses going forward, we're going to have new banking. There's going to be new elements to our banking relationships. I'm just going to tick off some things here that I think are going to be important. And one of the things that I want you to understand, as I talk about these things, and as you do business, as you open up your business every day, in the next 4 years, here's what I know. I'm like Gary and Russ. I believe this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm completely convinced of this, 100%, that your new normal every day as you open your business from now on, it's going to have more government involvement. The government is going to maybe some of it will help you. Maybe some of it won't. But regardless, the federal government is going to be more evident in everything you do in your business from this moment forward. That is the new normal. That's the overarching umbrella new normal that you can count on. There will be more government influence in your business. It'll be involved in as I said, in your relationship with your banks. Russell Brown is convinced that banks are going to ease up on the lending. They're going to start lending money for startups. They're going to start lending more money for to buy a business. And he believes that the federal government will actually make it possible for banks to have different sets of rules for lending money to small businesses. that'll be, and if this happens, that could be a good thing. I can see where that could be definitely be a good thing. But here's the problem. You and I both know the government does not know anything about how to run a business or how to run an economy. So we have to be careful when the government does something for us that we think is good. There's always a catch. Even if they don't build in a catch, even if they don't intend for it to be a catch, there always is a catch. And that and typically the catch is that when the government does something, it's a very monofaceted, singular view type of approach to something, and they don't realize, they think they're playing checkers, but they're really playing chess. They don't know that. They only know how to play checkers. They don't know how to play chess. It's a much more involved game. And so typically when they create something, the government gets involved and messes around with the marketplace, picking winners and losers, for example. They typically create problems too. So as you go forward in your business, you're operating your business with this in this new normal with the government in your business, be sure while you're watching that, be sure that you are checking, you're making sure that you're not getting caught up in whatever that thing the government's going to cause you is going to create, that problem the government's going to create. Make sure that that's not happening, that you're not part of that. That's what I'm concerned about. So whenever the government gives you something that you like, you're able to get more of a loan, or you're able to get another customer, or whatever may happen, and there will be some of that. There will be some of the good things to happen. I'm convinced, because President Obama, he is going to be concerned about his legacy. And the only way he's not going to allow his legacy to depend upon you. He's going to make sure that he does something to make sure his legacy turns out well. And that means the economy's got to grow. And he's going to do everything he can to help that happen. And so there will be some things the government will give us, will make us available to us, that we probably will like. But be careful that you don't get sucked into it so deeply that you can't get out of it. Remember, whatever the government does to help you, there's always a catch. There's always something that's not right about it. And be sure to figure out how to take advantage of what they're offering without getting hurt by the catch. We'll come back. I'm going to talk about taxes. I'm going to talk about fuel. I'm going to talk about the online world, the internet. What's going to be the new normal about those things after these messages? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.